Children who attend preschool are less likely to commit crimes or end up on welfare, are healthier, and go on to earn more money. A groundbreaking new study has found. Samantha Page, CEO of Early Childhood Australia. I guess it's whether it's chicken or egg, isn't it? Does it ring true to you, Samantha?
Yes, absolutely. It's great to have this research, but it confirms what we already knew in terms of the lifelong benefits to children of a good quality early education.
When Ross says chicken or egg, is it because children who go to preschool are more likely to come from higher socioeconomic families?
What the research tells us is that all children benefit from preschool. It's a good preparation for school, and it's important to note that preschool isn't just little school. It is a play-based pedagogy, but it allows children to learn how to get along with each other, how to regulate their own emotions, and how to think for themselves. And those are really critical skills before children transition into school.
You're right
in that it's the children that are most at risk of long-term educational disadvantage, the ones that are more at risk of dropping out of school, for example, that will benefit more.
I don't know whether this is a state-based thing or not, but what does preschool mean? Are you in Melbourne, Samantha?
Oh, I'm not. I'm in Canberra, but you're right. It's kindergarten in Victoria.
Yeah, it's kinder. Yeah. Is it called preschool in New South Wales and Canberra, is it?
It's around the country. It's got different names. Preschool, kindergarten, prep. We don't have consistency around the country.
Isn't that
railway
funny? Yeah, because I was reading and I was thinking, what does preschool mean? Preschool is our kinder. All right, so if you attend kinder, you're better off. So under what circumstances would children not attend kinder?
When their families can't afford it, or when it's not available locally, or when families are distrustful of the provider. And that's the major policy challenge for governments around Australia now, is to really make sure that the children who would benefit the most from kinder have access to it, and preferably for more than just 1 year.
Well, I didn't go to kindergarten, and I think it's probably because very few people did in my day.
It's gone through cycles, actually. There was a time in Australia where lots of children went to kinder at three, and then it became more of a four-year-old program, and then for a while it was, you know, sort of used a bit less by families, and now we have over 90% of children attending in that year before school when they're about 4 years old. But this is building the economic argument for extending that to 2 years before school instead of just one.
Good on you, Samantha. Samantha Page, CEO of Early Childhood Australia. So we discover, yes, it is preschool in New South Wales, but kinder here. Michaela yesterday at lunch told me that she wouldn't go to that beach in her swimmers. And I said, well, I'm from Queensland, we called it togs, but in Melbourne it's called bathers. Quick list, Michaela.
Scallops, potato cakes, paddy wagons.
Yeah, divvy vans.
Yeah. Pluggers.
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 What
pluggers?
If I said, oh, I busted a plugger?
Thong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, do you guys have cul-de-sacs here?
Yeah, dead ends.
Yeah.
I gave her 3.7 seconds notice to compile that list.
There's a few more, but that's what I can come up with at the top of my head.
That's Michaela, who's from Cesspit. Cessnock.
Oh, I'm out of here.
It's 5 to 8.